The course does not use traditional lectures. Instead, I teach or explain things on video. These videos are interactive in that they contain tasks that you can do to check if you have understood the concept. Let's take a look at how interactive videos work. When you're working on a unit, there's a list of videos in the beginning, and your task is to go through the videos, watch them, and I recommend the sequence that they are shown in. When you click on a video, then the player opens. So this is the image of the player, and let's take a look at what is actually in there in the video player and how do you use the video player efficiently. The player always opens with the bookmarks bar open, and the bookmarks allow you to go to specific parts of the video. This is useful if you want to go back and check something. For example, you have watched a couple of videos and then you see something that related to a previous video, then you can go and open that previous video and go to a specific part of the video. Then there are a couple of controls that you can use while you watch. One important control is here, skipping back 10 seconds. So if you miss something, you get distracted, you want to go back 30 seconds, you click on that three times, the video rewinds 30 seconds. Then another important control is the playback speed dial here. If you think that I'm speaking too fast, you can slow down the video. If you are bored because I'm so slow, you can speed it up. When I review my own videos, I typically do that with twice the speed. And if I watch video lectures by others, I quite often switch the playback speed to about 1.5, or if the person is speaking quickly, then 1.25. I think it's more interesting when it's a bit faster than just the normal playback speed. But I don't know what works for you. Try out the different playback speeds to see what is the best. Then we have the full screen toggle here. If you don't like this small window, you can make it full screen using the toggle on this corner of the player. Now, the interactive parts. When you play the video, at some point, the video stops. The video stops, and then you have this icon that shows this click symbol. When you click on the symbol, then you will get a task. If you don't want to do the task right away, it is completely okay to just press the play button and skip over the task. For example, you could watch the video first fully, and then go back and do the tasks. It does not matter in which order you do the tasks. But typically the task is about something that was just said in the video. For example, in this video, I talk about the inductive and deductive reasoning or inductive and deductive logic using the Socrates example that is very commonly used in basic textbooks. Then the task is a question about this Socrates. These tasks are indicated on the timeline by these circles. When the circle is hollow, then it indicates that that's a task that you have not completed yet, and a solid circle means that you have completed a task and gotten a score for it. Here's an example of a task, what the task would look like. So this is simply check all the correct answers. It can be multiple choice questions, and there are also other kinds of tasks. Some require you to do a little bit of calculations and so on. But they are fairly easy to understand what is the point, because the user interface is very simple. Once you have completed all the tasks in the video and you want the video to be scored, you need to go to the submit screen. And to get to the submit screen, you click on this star icon here. The star icon turns green if you have completed some questions, and that indicates that you can actually submit your answers. Before you submit anything, you need to check that you have actually completed all the tasks that you want to complete. It's not a requirement to complete all tasks for every video. So if you think that some of them are too challenging, it's okay to skip some of them. If you want to get a 5 from the course, then you should try every task to your best ability. So check that you have actually completed all the tasks. All the circles will be solid. I have not completed that one here and that one here. So I'm missing 3 tasks. And only one task is listed here, which is the solid symbol here. Then review your score, what you got, and then click on the submit answers. The submit answers button here moves your grades to Moodle gradebook from the video player. So that is the time when your grades are recorded. So it's kind of like you are doing an exam and it's okay to go back and forth, rethink the answers, but once you submit, then everything is final. So you can only submit once. So don't submit before you are ready. After you have submitted your answers, you can check how you did by going to the Moodle gradebook, and the gradebook contains the correct answers, it contains your answers, and you can see basically how your grade was calculated based on what you filled in the interactive videos. The interactive videos are a small part of the course grade, and they contribute to the overall participation grade.